go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. We are joined, as we have the privilege of being each week, by Bill Gertz, one of the great investigative reporters of our time. His beat is national security. His column at the Washington Times, for which he has been properly recognized with awards, is Inside the Ring. He is also the senior editor at the Washington Free Beacon and the author of seven, count them, seven best-selling books, including most recently iWar, War and Peace in the Information Age. Bill Gertz, it's good to have you as always. Welcome back.
Hi, Frank. Good to be on the program.
So, a lot of things I want to cover with you, Bill. One that caught my eye was your report at the Free Beacon about Chinese communist espionage on college campuses, the extent to which this is really symptomatic, it seems to me, of a larger and yawning, seriously inadequate counterintelligence problem on our side. Talk to me a little bit about how that is manifesting itself in America's academic institutions and the import of it.
Yeah, this is based on a story that I did for the Free Beacon this week, and it was the result of a House congressional hearing. The House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology had a bunch of experts come in and talk about what was basically described as a massive theft of American technology and research from college campuses through espionage. And to compound the problem, one of the experts who testified, Michelle Van Cleve, former National Counterintelligence Executive, revealed that the Obama administration had weakened U.S. counterintelligence capabilities. That is, the ability of a national level strategic counterintelligence program to attack that problem. So it's kind of a twofold problem. But in terms of what the Chinese are going after on campuses, it's no surprise that they have a targeted program that's done at the highest levels of the Chinese government, and it's directed through their intelligence services to get our cutting edge technologies, whether it's robotics, especially robotics and artificial intelligence. So those are the two areas where, of course, that have tremendous military potential.
Hugely important problem. And I guess this is not so much a function of the large numbers of Chinese nationals that are on our campuses, but the deep efforts of the Chinese to simply get into and exploit our campuses as places where some of this technology that they want is being innovated, Bill?
Yes. It's a combination of professional intelligence agency collectors, whether it's the MSS or the 2PLA, which is their military arm, or the use of Chinese students, of which there are some 350,000. So that makes a base for exploiting their work, along with Chinese researchers that are going into these high-tech fields. For example, one of the people who testified was Michael Wessel, who's the head of the U.S.-China Commission, the Congressional U.S.-China Commission. And he said that a large percentage of the people working at Berkeley's artificial intelligence laboratory are PRC nationals, which, of course, makes a great risk that they're going to steal the technology from that.
Indeed. Indeed. And this comes, of course, as well, you've been reporting on the Confucius Institute's contribution to some of these counterintelligence problems, Bill Gertz. And it's the kind of thing that I've long believed is in need of urgent attention. And more generally, as is the shortfall of our counterintelligence capabilities. Speaking of capabilities, the Secretary of Defense, Jim Mattis, was up testifying this week on Capitol Hill about efforts he's making to try to increase the lethality of our military forces. Bill, what light can you shed on what's afoot there?
Yeah, the Defense Secretary Jim Mattis testified at the House Armed Services Committee yesterday, and Again, the key word in his testimony was increasing the lethality of American forces. And for the first time in his prepared testimony, he outlined what those areas where he's investing in key technologies, and they include cyber warfare, advanced computing, big data analytics, artificial intelligence, autonomy, robotics, miniaturization, and directed energy and hypersonics. So he said these are the technologies that we need to fight and win the wars of the future. So it's good that they're on his radar screen. And now let's hope that with the really broken procurement system, that that too can be fixed. It's also another of his high priorities, is to fix the ability to build weapons in time before they become obsolete.
Yeah. In part, I assume this list is a function of what he's watching other nations, not just the Chinese, but the Russians especially, engaging in the hopes of having, you know, the ability to dominate the battle space in the future. We've got to be able to deny them that opportunity, it seems to me. Speaking of which, Bill, one of the other things that you reported on this week that caught my eye was the evidence that the United States military is preparing to do unto others what we've reason to believe they have in mind doing to us, namely to get inside through cyber techniques their critical infrastructure and disrupt, if not destroy it. Talk a little bit about what we've learned in this regard.
Yeah, this was based on the testimony of Lieutenant General Paul Nakasone, who's the nominee to be the next Cyber Command commander, as well as the National Security Agency director. And he revealed in written answers to questions to the Senate Intelligence Committee that the U.S. is ready to do counterattacks on foreign infrastructure, specifically those of China and Russia. And this is based on the fact that both of those nations have conducted extensive penetration, reconnaissance, and mapping of our critical infrastructures. This was put within the context of U.S. deterrence strategy. They're trying to develop a strategy that could deter adversaries in cyberspace by having the ability to strike back and bring down their networks, should they even consider trying to strike ours.
Yeah, it's certainly needed. I think there's no question, as you've documented in your writings, Bill Gertz, that there are hostile powers who have been getting inside our wire, as they say, literally, or wireless, as the case may be, to threaten, if not actually begin disrupting our critical infrastructure, particularly the grid, made all the more outrageous because the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has recently, as you probably know, sort of agreed that cyber threats are not a problem for our grid. It's just insanity. I'm hoping that John Bolton will make a priority of trying to remedy this vulnerability of our infrastructure, as well as ensure that our ability to deal with great effect with others is made as robust as we can. Speaking of threats, Bill Gertz, lastly, would you just tell us a little bit about this Russian anti-satellite missile that you've reported has now been tested some six times, and its implications for our use of and reliance upon space?
Yeah, this was based on my Washington Times Inside the Ring column, which revealed that Russia recently conducted a test of what they call the New Dawl, direct ascent anti-satellite missile. It's one of the sixth tests in at least 3 or 4 years, and it shows that this is a high priority program. And once again, that the Russians, just like the Chinese, are preparing for space warfare, something which the U.S. is very vulnerable and is in urgent need of fixing that problem, either by countering those weapons or by developing a hardened and more secure satellites.
All of these are topics on which we're very grateful you're focusing attention, because it means that we get to focus ours as well. Bill Gertz, thank you so much for what you do at the Washington Free Beacon and the Washington Times. Again, I commend all of you his newest book, iWar, War and Peace in the Information Age. Bill, thanks. We'll talk to you again next week. We'll talk to the rest of you, I hope, again on Monday. Same time, same station. Until then, This is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.